For Babak Saradze, it's routine by now. As a celebrated physicist at Indiana University, he travels abroad 3 or 4 times a year for work. Last Saturday, he was heading to Israel.
I left my house at 8:30. You know, I took a shuttle to the airport.
Of course, Saradze had been following the news about the travel ban. He's a legal resident of the U.S. and a dual Canadian-Iranian citizen.
I thought that this is not going to apply to me. I can still, you know, take my trip, and that's why I started my trip.
But it did apply to him. Saradze is one of about 100 Indiana University faculty and staff affected by Trump's order banning travel for people from 7 countries into the U.S. And he was at the airport heading out of the country.
I checked with the airline representatives there about this, and they said, "Oh, they had some memo that permanent residents were not affected." So I checked in.
But when the connection landed in Newark, it had all changed. Saradze checked the news. He saw reports that dual nationals from those 7 countries could also be barred from returning to the U.S., people like him.
So basically everything that I thought would protect my return home was gone at that point.
And with no guarantee of return, he turned around, put the research on hold, and went home to his family and the assistant professor job he's held for 6 years.
It felt like the ground was shifting under my feet, just being in a mudslide or something like that. This happened like overnight almost with such sweeping effects. So, you know, whenever I'm going to take another trip, I would be concerned if that can happen again.
And he's not alone. Faculty and staff across the Indiana University system have canceled professional and personal travel.
We are advising them, if they are from one of the 7 countries impacted by the travel ban, not to depart the U.S. at this time.
Chris Veers is with Indiana University International Services. He says his phone has been ringing off the hook with students, faculty, and staff looking for answers.
It was nonstop, but our commitment here at IU is to do absolutely everything that we can to proactively communicate what's happening.
For both professors in and out of the country.
An individual that I just spoke with recently is outside of the U.S. He has a German passport, but is originally from Iran. And he's wondering if he will be impacted by the ban, and it's just not quite clear yet.
While people wait for clarification, the university is offering services to help affected faculty, staff, and students deal with stress and anxiety, including information sessions on all IU campuses. Across the university system, about 150 students, about 100 faculty and staff, and 160 prospective students are impacted. Veer says they're not a threat to national security.
Educational exchanges are one of our country's most successful foreign policy tools.
Veer says they combat stereotypes, both at home and abroad. But for now, he's asking people from those 7 countries to stay put.
Just because of the uncertainty as to whether or not they will be able to return.
Even as the presidents of universities, including IU, Purdue, and Notre Dame, are condemning the order, faculty like Saradze are playing it safe. In his office, traces of chalk dust linger on a brown shirt. He's just finished teaching for the day, and he clicks through photos of a past trip.
Ah, here. I can show you this.
Saradze pulls up a photo of a whiteboard covered in math equations.
So this is a board that with our work on it. So we were working on this, and this turned into a paper. This is in my office there in Ben Gurion University. It feels like I wanted to be there.
For now, he's waiting to see what comes next. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen.